Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, the cash cattle trade remains quiet heading into midweek. The focus on moderate to strong support in futures trade is creating the hope and expectation of more stability in cash cattle trade through the early part of the month, but the entire market remains generally uncertain given the passing of the Labor Day holiday and still strong cattle supplies looming over the upcoming months. Just a few cattle sold in Iowa late yesterday, but this is not enough trade to accurately determine a market trend in any area or of any kind, but the early trade is a little surprising given the holiday Monday. Bids and asking prices expected to remain generally sluggish through the day today, although some packer improvement may happen later on in the day. Sharp gains quickly and aggressively moving into the hog futures this morning following the long holiday weekend. Limit gains of $3 developed in October futures, moving prices to $66.52. This is the middle of August and, more importantly, further distant price levels from what is expected to be season lows on August 23rd. Expanded trading limits will be in place for the entire session today, allowing for increased market volatility, and this may spark some additional follow-through support, although it's likely that light to moderate position taking may attempt to develop early in the session as trades try to take advantage of the upward market shift during the early part of this month. Wheat prices are higher at all three exchanges following the bloodletting yesterday. Most contracts in Minneapolis and Kansas City posted fresh contract lows, while Chicago was still around 17 cents higher than the May lows. The weakness was not confined to the U.S., as Paris milling wheat fell to fresh contract lows and Black Sea wheat futures fell to the lowest level since mid-May. Corn market is slightly higher following a particularly ugly session on the first trading day of September. After mostly consolidating the last 2 weeks, corn prices plunged lower on spillover weakness in wheat and general consensus the Midwest will avoid a September freeze. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, October live cattle was up 35 cents yesterday, 99.27. December up 65, 104.32. September feeder cattle up 175, 134.15. October up 130 at 132. And October hogs up $3 at 66.52. Kansas City wheat, December up 3 3/4 at 386. The March up 3 3/4 at 402 1/4. Chicago wheat, December up 4 1/4 at 457 3/4. March was up 3 3/4 at 463 1/2. December corn up 1 1/4, 362 1/4. March up 1 1/4 at 375 1/2. November soybeans up 5 1/2 cents at 874. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.